This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Very interesting show today. And still 2 more hours to go.
That's right.
Here you go.
Yep.
Halftime, I disappear into my own thoughts.
And then this. Chris Stapleton singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Don't care.
And this.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. I'm dense.
Well, that was just the 4 o'clock hour.
This is, and I, and by the way, I still don't fully understand what your premise was.
I was kind of leaning towards Peters.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. And I got treated like an absolute moron.
It would be like if the Anaheim Angels came in to play a 3-game set against the Yankees.
Right.
And then the very next 3-game set they played against the Mets. It shouldn't. The city audience should not get the same team one after the other.
Yeah, have them come to New York.
Well, I do. So you are dense.
But I don't think the I don't think the crossover audience is as big as you think.
Well, there is, but there is crossover audience.
More so than in the NBA's doing this too. We saw the Knicks play back-to-back games in Chicago.
Right.
They're trying to scale down travel. It makes sense if Boston's going to come to town. Boston's a bad example because of the fact that
so easy.
It's so easy to travel. But, you know, like Vegas is going to come in and they're going to hit all 3 local teams because they're only in this area so often. So I understand, I guess what you're saying is that, boy, I'd love to see the Bruins next week. I can't go to games back-to-back days. But that's the same logic to me as when a team plays at home back-to-back days. Is that counterproductive? Like, where I'd go to the game, but I can't afford to go to back-to-back games. You've got to condense it in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. The Bruins are here.
I understand why they do it.
Let them play back-to-back.
I don't like them doing it.
But I really don't. How much of a crossover do you think, where I'm kind of a fan of just hockey, so I'm going to go to both games?
I've done the work on this. I think there's 607 crossover fans.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. 49ers Cowboys. Give me a guess in the millions. How many people watch that game?
I just saw it, Michael, so I can't participate.
Okay, 49ers, Cowboys, a guess in the million. I'm going to say it was 19 million people.
Do we give them the rest of the day off, Don?
I mean, when you hear the answer, Peter,
45.7 million.
Oh, my God. Well, what was the share?
I don't know what the share was, but the 45 million people watched it.
That's better than 4 of the last 5 NFC Championship games on Fox. Also better than 3 of the last 5 AFC Championship games on CBS.
Now, hate the Cowboys all you want. They bring eyeballs.
And then the 49ers, too. Not quite to Dallas's level, but all those years of success in the 80s for the 49ers, I think, carried over. There's a lot of 49er fans. It's a rivalry. It was a very competitive game. I think Giants and Eagles could have gotten somewhat close to that if they had been a competitive game, but that game was a blowout from the get-go. But that was right down to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
A fun defensive battle. No, but the Cowboys are just, they're an amazing, amazing draw, considering they haven't won in 25 years.
That probably makes them more of an amazing draw. Because I think their fans are so tormented that they watch every single game like this. This is when this drought ends. And then, I mean, we keep seeing videos of people, you know, destroying TVs. Well, get half a brain working. Half a brain. The TV had something to do with the Cowboys losing? You bunch of lunatics? The guy who punched the TV? But I showed Charlie that and Callie yesterday. I said, why would they do that? I said, don't know, because they're idiots.
Well, they've got anger management problems.
Or they're just doing it for social media.
Well, that's another thing,
Let's
too.
Let's be honest.
Social media is open window.
So they're destroying $1,000 TV for social media.
Yeah, maybe like they were going to get a new TV anyway, so just destroy it so I can look like a lunatic and get a few clicks.
Yeah, and you mentioned this the other day, and since you're related to him, the guy on Fox?
There's a lot of guys on Fox.
The guy they call Peter. Why can't I remember his name? The
guy they call Peter.
Stephen A. Smith's old partner.
Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he dramatically takes the Dak Prescott jersey, throws it in the garbage. How amazing that when he decided to be so angry to take that jersey, somebody was actually recording him.
Well, see, that's why I think all this stuff is fugazi. Like, Peter's right. I broke the TV. You just happened to have the TV.
It was the end of the game. He's sitting with people, and they're saying, let's watch this lunatic and how he reacts. That I could see. But there's no way that Skip's wife is constantly like recording in the house to see what thing he's going to break next.
Well, that's why it's all just trying to get attention. It's a sickness.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we start doing it?
No, because I don't want to be that guy.
No, we have to be
that guy.
We need more
ratings.
So
I got to be an actor?
Yes, we got to be actors. Let's
do it. I don't want to
Peter,
be
you
an
go
actor.
First tonight. Do something outrageous and put it on Twitter.
I did.
Oh, these guys have jobs and I don't.
Because this is why. I'll be calling out friends. I guess I'm not going to mention any names, but you get these people that they'll have these. And Skip has done this too. These, after a really tough loss, they'll go on social media on video and crying about the loss and how devastating it was.
Think we have to do it.
Listen, if I'm that devastated, I'm not even going to think to grab a camera and send it on social media. So obviously, you're just acting.
If the Knicks lose tonight to the Cavaliers, I think I'm going to send an emotional video. How could you not have signed Donovan Mitchell?
I can't. I don't know if you could ever do that.
How could you not?
It's so bad.
I can do it. I'm a very good actor.
I like. You know,
a great actor, Academy Award winner. So I could follow in his footsteps, and he started at a very late age too.
How old was he in The Godfather Part 2?
I think he was just starting, so 40. He was a bouncer at the Improv. Must have been in his 40s. All right, so
that's pretty good.
It was great. Never an acting lesson.
Really?
Never an acting lesson. He, you know what? He used to laugh at people. Like would go into like, you know, like what Daniel Day-Lewis does. He goes, please, they're playing with themselves. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Whoa.
He said, but he goes, really? It's called acting. You go in and out of it. You act. When it's time, the cameras are rolling, you act. You don't have to stay in character as Lincoln for 3 years because you're filming the movie Lincoln.
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
That I was, I guess you're not allowed to. I guess nobody heard it.
Yes, they did.
But the reason there's a reason I say Tonka truck.
Right.
I mean, by the way, you are allowed to say that. It's just, you know.
By the way, Rick DiPietro has chimed in.
Okay.
He said, have Peter do something outrageous, like a sit-up.
I'm sitting here minding my business. That's when it's really wrong, Don, when he weighs in for no reason.
I think he wants you to weigh in.
And by the way, I gave my outrageous take over the weekend. I didn't even think it was outrageous.
I gave us a whole show yesterday. I think it helped the show. I think it really did. All right, go ahead.
No, I just won't force it, though. These people force it 24/7.
Like
it's really annoying.
Is this forcing it, Peter? How could you not?
It's so bad.
Exactly.
I'm going to force it tonight. If the Knicks win, it'll be a euphoric video. And if they lose, tears. I can make myself cry.
I hope they lose.
It's going to be great. Stay tuned for that, everybody.
Bimba!
Wow, you're right.
Was it how old?
He was, well, I guess during the filming, because Godfather 2 is 74. So he's probably filming in 73, right? So he's 40.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible, man.
Mm-hmm. An incredible life. An incredible life.
He's done some great movies.
So we talked about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers seem like they're amenable to possibly trading him only to an AFC team. We batted back and forth whether the Jets should do it. But there's a big, how'd that coffee sound, Don? You came right across the mic.
You can't do anything, Don. You know what it's like to be me now.
Well, you're slugging down iced coffee and we hear like the ice cubes crackling against each other. I mean, what are you guys doing? Have you given up?
I didn't even hear what Don did.
He sucked down a coffee, and then you could hear the cup
expand.
Well,
let's see if it was audible enough for them to make it a drop. I doubt it.
I didn't even hear it, Don. I'm listening.
The things that bother you.
Evan Fournier out tonight, personal reasons against Cleveland. Steve Popper says that Fournier's wife gave birth to a baby today. So congratulations to Evan. So now the big question is Daniel Jones. And Bart Scott on Bart and Han before our show. We actually were hanging out with them during a break.
There was a moment, Peter. I'll tell you off the air.
Really?
What was
just
it?
Talking about clothes.
Well, I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, you're comfortable with it.
Oh, Peter.
This is unbelievable.
Bart is wearing a Burberry. What was on the front of the shirt?
I didn't see it. I only saw the side.
It looked like some kind of a deer or something like that. So he's wearing it, and he's got like a vest, a puffy vest over it. And I see the word Burberry up around the neck. And I looked at him. You know, everybody else was talking. I said, that's got to be at least $300-$400. And he puts his thumb up as if it was over $1,000.
Well, I could have told you that.
But listen, I love Bart. I really do. Please don't misinterpret it. I would not buy that sweatshirt if it was $20. I wouldn't do it. Other than the word Burberry, what was nice about that sweatshirt?
I don't know. It's like a sweatshirt.
I mean, you defended Nate Burleson's terrible velour mixed with a tie outfit yesterday. Everyone has different tastes.
Yeah, but this was weird. First of all, Bart has oodles of money. He could buy whatever he wants.
Correct.
But this is a purchase that's made totally on the word Burberry. I mean, I could buy a Champion sweatshirt for $18 and be very happy in it.
Bart Scott wouldn't be caught dead wearing a Champion sweatshirt unless he was at the gym.
I'm just stunned.
Naked eye, could you really tell the difference where you're going to spend that much more money?
I have a question.
Quality is going to be way better, but just like going to the radio station, if he had wearing a Champion sweatshirt as opposed to the Burberry it's called?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to notice the $800 difference?
I guess $800.
I didn't even notice what he was wearing.
The drawing on the front.
If you can read the word Burberry, you understand the difference.
But really, are we that married to labels? Again, people, you did it again.
That one I heard.
Of course. He's doing it now to antagonize but me. Wants me to retire. That's what he wants. He's trying to like,
actually, I do. On moments like this, I pray for it.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Now, there are other moments I don't, but right now, if I had to push a button.
Can I give you a little bit of advice?
What's that?
There are more important things to pray for. You'll get this without praying.
Oh,
well,
wow.
That's a bit of an exaggeration. I don't pray for things. I do say a prayer every night.
What? Like what?
I say an Our Father.
Interesting.
Every night?
Every night.
Same one, just one Our Father?
Yeah.
No, he riffs on it.
And I bless the family, and then you'll pray for someone in particular that died like for a year. So if somebody that died recently, I'll mention their name in my head. That's as far as I really go with religion. It's something I've been doing since I was a kid.
Interesting.
I've got a lot of opinions on religion. I can do a 1,000-page book on it.
Yeah,
you should.
But I don't sit there. Please let the Giants. No, I don't do stupid stuff. Can I get? Please let me get this job. No, you don't pray for. You don't pray for things like that. That's stupid. That's not what God's for. He doesn't care if the Giants win. He doesn't care if I get a job. Just make sure we're okay. Whatever form that is.
That's the first textbook that Don's writing. By the way, that's not what God's for. That's the title.
Wow, that
because
is...
Don knows what God is for. People have been trying to solve this for eons. Don has solved it. That's not what God is for.
I don't know what he's for.
Right.
But I know what he's not for.
Right.
And he's not for caring what the football team does.
How do you know that?
Well, then...
why were all the people praying for DeMar Hamlin?
That had nothing to do with football.
What does that have to do with football?
You just want
somebody who's ill to feel better. And be okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to pray for my team to score a touchdown, or score a goal, or hit a home run. What are you doing?
I hate people that sit in the stands and pray, like during a bat. Really?
Because they're simple. These are simple people.
Well, they're very bright people sometimes.
No,
doing that.
No. They might be book smart.
All right, since we're talking about Bart's sweatshirt, he has advice. Again, you did it.
You know what the problem is? It's not that, for some reason, the way the top is, it's popping. I apologize. I'll take it off. The things that irritate you. So what?
I know.
I can't drink coffee during the show?
It irritates our listeners.
You know, it irritates you. You don't even... And by the way, you know, everything irritates our listeners. Don gets yelled at for flicking a pen. I mean, what does it matter? You got to live your life.
But people question why living life means flicking a pen. Anyway, here's Bart Scott's advice for Daniel Jones.
If Daniel Jones is smart, he's going to say, this is my first time with a competent offensive coordinator. I had no receivers. If I can put up these numbers with no receivers, if I got a dude that can play dead in a country western, I should have better statistics. So I'll take this deal, this extension for 3 years, knowing that if I ball out, they're going to tear that up.
Yep.
And then I get the bag back. See, this is the beauty about being a quarterback. I played 11 years. That's a relative disappointment for a quarterback. They looking for 15. So he might have this extension, that deal, and another deal on the way out. So if I'm Daniel Jones, think that way, my friend. Don't chase the money. Because you know what they say? When you chase the money, then you end up falling short. But if you chase the success, the money will follow. Chase the place where you can be most successful. You give them a discount here, guess what? When you give somebody a discount, they like you a whole lot. The pressure and expectations are going to be low. They're going to say, he's been a team guy. Look what he did for the team. So if I'm Daniel Jones, I'm staying put right here. You're the quarterback at New York Giants. You're going to get money off the field. You're going to get that money back. And then in 2 years, two seasons, you hit him over the head.
I love Bart. That could not be worse advice to me. This is football, where Lawrence Taylor could snap Joe Theismann's leg in half and Joe Theismann will never play again. You don't sign team-friendly deals for 2 years and then hope to get a bigger deal after that. You got to score now, Don.
Well, especially
you score
if
now.
There's money out there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to turn – like, let's say he wants $50 million. There's a team out there that's willing to give him $40 million, and then there's the Giants $35 million. Why should he take the $5 million discount in hopes to get the $50 million in the next couple of years?
Crazy.
No, you're going to take the bigger money because you're right. You see, Aaron Judge could afford – in the sport of baseball to bet on himself because the chances of having catastrophic injury in baseball are pretty slim. They're not that slim in football. A defensive end falls on your knee, you tear it up, all of a sudden that year to build up your stats is a year on the IL and you don't play and you're costing yourself tons of money. So I would not take that advice if I were Daniel
Jones. I mean, we have to worry about the team will think highly of him because he took less money. No, they'll probably look at him as a stooge behind the scenes. Can you believe he took that? No, you get your bag. You get the most money you could get. You chase the money. You don't chase the success. He's had success enough already. All right, start bidding everybody.
And the thing is, Michael, in this sport in particular, baseball, again, it's different because I think you have a little bit more control over your success as a quarterback. What if the Giants don't get him the weapons or the weapons don't work out? Everybody thought Galladay was a good signing based on what he did in Detroit. What if they sign a bunch of Galladays at wide receiver, guys that drop the ball? What if the offensive line has a bunch of injuries and he gets banged up? Or what if the more passes you throw, the more interceptions you throw, the more fumbles you have if you're getting sacked? There's so much beyond your control than just grabbing a baseball bat and hitting a fastball. What your offensive line, your receivers catching the ball. There's a lot of things that work into it where you can have the exact same season, and statistically it looks a lot worse and costs some money.
Now, if the Giants don't give him the money, right, then what happened this year? You'll appreciate this, Peter.
You don't know.
Is that they Mickey'd him. They did what Mickey did to Rocky. They set him up with tomato cans so he could succeed. They never really challenged him. So they put him in positions where he could do well and never put him in a position where he would be exposed. Now, if they didn't do that, then they'll give him whatever he wants because he's the answer. It could be somewhere right between. But, Don, you mentioned it. Let's say they get him weapons. All of a sudden, he has 18 interceptions next year.
Right, because he's throwing more. And
Chris
sacked
Canty
more,
also said,
more.
What do you have, 16 touchdowns in 16 games? Or 15
well, no,
there's touchdowns.
15 and then the 7 rushing.
Not a lot.
Listen, I don't think that what Bart was suggesting was him not care about the money at all and say, no thanks, I'd rather not get that much. I think he's talking about the mentality, though, to not get into this bitter fight over a few million dollars if you truly believe that you have more to show this team.
But if you have enough to show what you did on the field for teams to want you, now he said take a 2-year deal and then get the big money after that. You could break your back. God forbid you could get paralyzed. Take a 2-year deal. Just take the best deal he could get from anybody.
Yeah, you get that Tom Brady 2008 season and somebody just rolled up on his knees out for the year. And what if that happened to Jones on opening day next year? Now he doesn't play the entire season and cost himself a fortune. And that can happen easily. Without anything you did wrong.
And look at Tony Pollard. He gets rolled up on his ankle, has to have surgery. He's a free agent at the end of the year. So is he going to get the same money he got? No. Or he was going to get? Absolutely he's not. So I don't agree. You don't take a short-term deal at less money so you could prove more. You've proven enough. And from the sound of what Joe Shane was saying yesterday, they want him back. Now pay up. And as Chris Canty said, you got to start at least $32.5 million, at least, because that's the franchise tag. Anything less than that, he's laughing at you.
And it sounded what Chris said was that maybe if the Giants are offered 2 first-round picks, if they lose him with the non-exclusive franchise, they might be willing to roll with that. Maybe those are two. Imagine that, Michael. That's the 2 first-round picks that they get for Jones, and they trade him to Green Bay for Rodgers, but that wouldn't happen. They're in the NFC. But
right.
Maybe they see value in those two first-round picks. I don't know because Chris's answer was kind of broad. Peter, we've talked about this before. I don't know exactly how the Giants feel about Daniel Jones.
Oh, believe me, I know. I couldn't even tell after his game against Minnesota.
For all we know, all this, the impressions everybody has, Joe Shane might be sitting there and going, this is exactly the quarterback we thought we had. And I'm not going over a dime over $30 million. And if he walks, he walks. Like, I don't know.
I think that they will set a price on him and stay at it. They will not be scared into overbidding.
And it sounds to me, Michael, like they'd franchise him and they take the chance that somebody would gobble him up and take the two first-round picks before that they would pay him a dime more than they think he's worth. And that's good business.
And if you look at his first draft, he drafts well.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That should be the name of the show, three of us and you. Take my name out of it, Don.
Well, that's what will happen if you leave.
Why? Every other show has a name, people's name in it.
Well, you ready to change it now? We can move forward.
Three of us and you?
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Three of us and you.
Wow. We don't have a meeting to, like, discuss. Okay, that's fine.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know. I would need time.
All right, give yourself some time. Yes. Eric Church is coming to PNC Bank Arts Center on Friday, August 25th. That's a lot of time for you, Peter. Be caller number 3 right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you will score a pair of tickets. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Let's go to the phones. Mikey in Bay Ridge. Mikey.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, nice. I'm losing my mind over here. I called you once before to speak about Eli Manning. I've had a problem with him his whole career. I wasn't a big fan. And now it's Daniel Jones, and it's the same story. Everybody talking about they don't have weapons around them. They have no offensive line. They have no receivers. These guys are professional athletes. They're all great. They're all amazing. Daniel Jones needed Dable and Kafka to show him the way, how to be great. He was bad for the past 3 years. He was a bad quarterback with some raw talent. Thank God he has these coaches in his life so he could have some success. Please stop saying he's got to go follow, chase the bag, go to another team. He should stay right where he is, allow these men to teach him how to be great in the NFL, and I'm tired of it.
Let me ask you a question, Mikey. Let's say that the Giants offer him 2 years, $40 million, and another team Wait a minute. Another team offers him 3 years, 120. What should he do? Stay with the coaches that are good for him?
Yes, Mike. He should stay on a team. He should
obviously
be loyal.
You're not a businessman, Mike. We can't have rational conversation. He's going to leave $100 million on the table because he's got the right coaches to do what? To make him money for his next contract that he becomes a free agent? I mean, I understand wanting to stay in a place, like if you're Aaron Rodgers, go to a place where you got the best chance to win. But this is still a relatively young player who wants to be able to make money. And if that kind of a difference you're going to leave on the table, then you're a moron.
That was the craziest fan take of all time. I mean, that is just fans believing a quarterback's number one priority should be to improve as a player and be good for your team. That's not how this works.
And I do think sometimes it gets overrated. Got to get him weapons. But in this particular case, Peter, watching all 17 games, he would have benefited from having better weapons. There were a lot of drop passes. Guys were not getting open for him. They're going to have to spend some money in free agency for sure to get some better numbers. But it's all about the coaching. Sacrifice hundreds of millions of dollars for the better coaching.
Let's flip this, okay? Why would the, if it was all Dable and Kafka, and by the way, Kafka had a second interview with the Texans, so he might be one and done
right.
with the Giants. That doesn't concern me that much because Dable, you know, is the offensive genius.
Dable.
But let's say it was the coaching. Why should they spend $20 million on Daniel Jones? Just stay with Tyrod Taylor, make him great. Why would they do that? If it's a total function of the
it's
coaches,
not, it's never,
then they could bring anybody in.
It's never all one thing, Michael. The coaching certainly helped him, but let's give the kid some credit, too. He obviously got better as well.
I just love when people are willing to give people's money away. I take $40 million rather than $120. Well, you're an idiot.
Well, he sounded like a guy that called probably during the Eli Manning era, and we got into it as well because he didn't like Eli.
Right, so he didn't like Eli. I'd rather not have Eli and then have two fewer Super Bowl trophies in the Giants display case.
No, but listen, I'm willing to get into a rational conversation with somebody. But when he actually said he'd be better off to how much? What did you? What was it?
He offered
2 years, 40. So that's $20 million a year,
or 3 years, 120, which is double the money.
Yeah, right. That's then we can't have a rational conversation.
Here's Chase in Illinois. He wants to thank Don.
Oh, hey Chase.
How's it going, Don? I rode with your ice pick yesterday.
Nice.
Ooh,
cashed out nice. The three leg. I was. Kind of sweaty though. Two overtime games. It was kind of close.
I got to tell you, I really felt it because I know a lot of people bet that. I was very proud of it. But you're right.
Should be
the Islander game. The Leafs. They gave up an early goal, but they had that pretty much after the first period that they were going to win that game. But the other two games went to overtime, including what I thought was the lock: the Flames beating the Blue Jackets. And I had to go to bed. I was exhausted. It was 3-3 when I went to bed, Michael. And I actually had a dream. This is how much I think about this stuff, that the Blue Jackets won. And until I woke up realizing, oh, that was only a dream. Let me check the score and saw that the Flames had won in overtime, and it made the listeners some money. At what was it?
Plus 350 or something?
Plus 369, I think it ended up being.
How much did you win, Chase?
That's a personal question.
It was enough.
Enough.
Not a lot, but enough.
No, but good for you. That's a pretty good
amount
of money.
That's more than you had yesterday, and all because you listened Absolutely. To the show, you know?
And I got another one coming up after the break. I got another three.
He's got another one.
I
wow.
I got another three-team parlay for you. We got 11 games tonight. We're going to dive in.
A three-teamer, huh?
I'll be waiting for that one. I'll be riding it with you.
All right. Thank you for listening, Chase. You want to hear something amazing, Peter?
Nah.
So one of the pinhead suits, John Winthrop,
oh, boy.
Was talking about, like, you know, he followed Don's parlay, but changed one thing. And he added the Rangers because Don will never pick the Rangers because he's one of the announcers for the Rangers.
Oh, my God.
So he picked the Rangers and changed. What would he change? The Buffalo game?
Yeah, he ended up going with the Stars
right.
over the Sabres.
So he followed Don but changed the one component that would have won him a lot of money.
Hey.
So you either follow somebody into the fire, you know?
Right. It was weird. He was half pregnant on it. And I know a lot of people, and Peter, you can laugh at it, but it doesn't seem right that the announcer of the Rangers is like betting Ranger games. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. And I'm not even betting them, but like suggesting to bet them. So I laid out. But there were only four games. So a lot of fans actually picked up the Rangers as the fourth leg to the parlay. And it was at like minus 669, and the Rangers won comfortably 6-2.
Okay,
so that's some decent money for people. So I'm just providing a service.
You're a very generous man because you could keep your genius to yourself, and you choose not to.
You
I'm share not
it, right?
You I had, share your
but
genius.
I, this
with
parlay
the world.
Thing, I'm starting to get the hang of it. Early on, I was giving you no value and winning a lot. Then I was going on just money line and goal and a half spreads. For value, and I wasn't coming through. But I got another three-team parlay coming up after the break. I think you're going
to
enjoy it.
Let's go to Ryan in Utopia. Utopia, what's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So I'm a big Giants fan. You know, I love Saquon Barkley as much as the next guy. With that being said, I'm hearing he wants Christian McCaffrey money. You know, he may be worth that, but personally, I don't want to pay him that. I prefer drafting a running back in the second or third round
yes.
and, you know, using that money to get one of these big, you know, big receivers that are going to be on the trade block, like a Hopkins or a T. Higgins. So I'm just curious, what's the most you guys would be willing to pay him to keep him?
I would give him 3 years, 39. That's the most. I mean, the Giants supposedly offered him 12.5 for 3 years. I'm not giving him McCaffrey $16 million. I'm just not. If he wants that, well, he's going to have to get it somewhere else.
If you could work out a deal with Daniel Jones without having to franchise him, I'd have no problem franchising Saquon if it was a 10.1.
Right.
I might be willing to go to 12, maybe 13, but no more than that. And I don't think anybody else is going to go over that either.
Let's go to Fred in Connecticut. Fred.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Good. A quick question about Zach Wilson. If this Aaron Rodgers thing were to come down, and I would be over the moon if we got him, but what would be the best strategy for the Jets in handling Zach Wilson at that point?
Well, I guess you could hope that he gets, you know, gains knowledge just from watching the guy, or you could trade him, because I think the timeline is off, Fred. Because if Rodgers comes here for 2 or 3 years, well, you only have two more years of Zach Wilson, so it's almost like a wasted asset. He's not going to re-sign, so they'll lose him for nothing. So maybe they would explore a trade market. I'm not sure.
Right. So basically, moving with Rodgers says goodbye to Zach Wilson.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Seems like they are committed to keeping him, but maybe. Because I think the wise move would be to move on, because whatever he learns under Rodgers, he's going to employ with another team in 2 years or 3 years.
It really depends on what happens over these 2 years, all right? Like, let's say he has good camps and plays well in the preseason, and he's your backup to Rodgers. And Rodgers plays over the next couple of years, and the team has success. But whenever Wilson comes in, whether for an injured Rodgers or whatever, he looks pretty good. And then when he becomes a free agent, Rodgers is thinking of leaving, and you're like, well, maybe we can get Wilson on the cheap and compete to be the next quarterback of this franchise. The timing could end up working, but it also could be bad timing depending on how does he play? How does he look in training camp? Does anybody offer you something for his services? If somebody's knocking on the door today saying, I'll give you a third-round pick for Wilson, he's gone. I'm taking a third-round pick.
Now, Rodgers was asked on the Pat McAfee show about Zach Wilson. Here's Aaron.
I hope that whoever they decide to go with at coordinator can come in and work with him and kind of break down the fundamentals for him and get him playing on time, because I think he's talented enough to have a long career in the league.
There you go. There you go.
People see something.
So he's blaming the coaching.
That's how you take it?
Yeah. Right? If they get the right coordinator to work on him, the talent's there. They just need the right coaching to bring it out of him.
Let's go to Jim in Westchester. Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good. What's up?
How about for the show, Dem Boys and You?
Oh, man.
And also if there was a meeting, would Peter have been there?
No.
Doesn't sound like.
No.
That's not fair.
A couple other things. Alan Jackson, Don, unbelievable. 5 o'clock somewhere, you know, can't go wrong.
I saw him in Atlantic City. Because Nancy's a fan, so yeah. I go.
You saw him in concert or you saw him walking by a crops table?
I saw him in concert.
Okay.
Dwight Yoakam, too. I like Dwight Yoakam. He's a good actor. I like him more as an actor than a singer.
One more thing on this hack,
Skip Bayless. If you watch the video closely, whoever's taking the video, he's waiting in the hallway with the jersey, like waiting for someone to press record or something. It was like, you know, give me 3 seconds and then I'm going to go. If you watch the video, he's just standing there. It's completely fake, just like everything else he does, besides the tweet where he was making fun of DeMar and talking about playing the game. So hack is normal. I think, Peter, you could run with that as well.
I will tell you this, Jim. You can say whatever you want about him. He's getting upwards of $7 million a year doing that.
That's no argument.
No, I know it's not an argument, but it's working for him. He has sold somebody.
But still. I wouldn't want to do that. I would not want to be a complete jackwagon, filthy animal, lack of human sense, and make $7 million a year.
I agree.
I'd rather be homeless than to be him.
Wow.
Because he is nothing.
Oh, my God.
Now, where do
I go
with
this, Peter? The way he treats people, Peter, he is not. Well, I got to feel bad for calling him nothing.
In what, in real life?
In real life.
How do you know?
How do you know he treats people badly?
Well, but the things he's Stephen written
A.
in
Smith.
Books. Oh, well,
Stephen
Stephen's
Smith,
wrong.
Adores him.
Steve, I got to evaluate. I got to reevaluate Stephen then.
Oh my goodness!
calling out Dak for a death in his family and claiming that he's wrong to take that mental break, and calling out Troy Aikman's sexuality in a book. This is a good person.
And by the way, wait, listen, we know Steven, we love Steven, but we also know that Steven loves things that work well business-wise. So I think when he shows love to Skip Bayless, a lot of that is Steven attributing a lot of his success to the success they had together. I don't think it's him vouching for him
as
a guy.
And I'm guilty of this too. When somebody treats me well, you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, and maybe he just had a really good relationship with him. I don't know Skip Bayless, but the things I do know about him,
don't
I think he's a deplorable human being.
All right, so let's play this out.
Deplorable.
First of all, Brendan Gilfetter from Huntington, New York, is the Eric Church ticket
good,
winner.
Good, have fun.
So if you have to play the clown every day, outrageous stuff you have to say, and you got $7 million a year, which is about twice what you make now, you would say no.
And then people think that I'm a clown?
Yeah.
No. I value who I am as a person.
Well, but the people that know you would know.
No. I don't want to have to stoop to that level. I mean, I enjoy money. I want to live comfortably. But I'd like to do it in a way where I could feel good about who I am and what
you,
I
Peter?
Am. I don't want everything to be just an act. Come
no
on.
No way.
I'm offended you asked.
No, I specifically know that my career, I could have had more money had I decided to go full clown. But I don't want to go full clown. I go sometimes clown. We can have a good time. Right. You know, like, I can have Giants fans mad at me because they don't like that I say I'd rather not make the playoffs. But I'm not going to put on, do performative nonsense where I make a fool of myself.
You mean like this? How could you not?
It's so bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Split the ice apart and break the frozen.
Ice picks.
It's now time for today's Ice Picks, driven by Nissan. We're going to go to a three-team parlay again, see if we can do a back-to-back nights. Bruins at Canadiens, Penguins playing host to the Panthers, Kings in Philly to take on the Flyers. So I'm going to go Bruins, Pens, Kings, all on the money line at plus 252 as my three-team parlay. So Bruins, Penguins, Kings on the money line, three-team parlay plus 252. And that's today's Ice Picks, driven by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com today.
All right, so we'll make our football picks on Friday, but some interesting notes from Anthony Greek on the Yes side.
Who's got a gambling problem?
Well, he claims he doesn't, but well, you know what he also told me? I haven't made a bet in four years. That screams out. That was a problem at one point.
It was a problem, right. Yes.
But it's not anymore. The four-point swing from Bengals getting 1.5 to Bengals minus 2.5 is the fourth most for a playoff game over the last 20 seasons.
Hmm.
The Bengals have about 80% of the total handle on them to win and cover at points bet. At BetMGM, the figures are about the same at 70 to 80% of the total money. Wow. They have to have information that the guy's hurt. Mahomes has to be hurt. Well, we know he's injured, but is he hurt?
Well, or is it just the logic of, is it any harder to win in Kansas City than it was in Buffalo? These two teams hooked up last year. Cincinnati won with a healthy Mahomes. Now Mahomes is compromised. And I think that's what people are looking at, and that's why the money's starting to swing Cincinnati's way. But if this climbs over three guys, that changes everything. It can go, right, Peter? You're not influenced by it going from 1 to 2, 2.5.
But you will have to be influenced from going to 1.5 point underdog to 2.5 point favorite.
Yeah, but still, you like who you like. But if it starts to go to 3.5, it could, you know, change some opinions. And you can only love Cincinnati so much, and if it starts dancing over a 3.
They have to cover themselves. They have to swing it over 3 if all the money keeps coming in on the Bengals to take a bath.
I bet it will at least get to 3. I don't think it'll get to 3.5, but it's kind of hard to believe if the public continues to pound it that they could continue to keep it below 3.
Let's go to Matthew in Brooklyn. Matthew.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
It's, well, because you guys, it seems like you guys' chemistry is off, man.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, Peter. Peter and Donnie, that seems like you jump on Michael a lot.
Why not?
I think they like to do that, man. I think the chemistry is exactly where they want it. They don't like me. They don't think that my time here is long, so they figured that this is the best time to jump on me and try to make a fool of me and make me the butt of their jokes. That's okay. I can handle it.
Well, I would have wanted to get more of a back and forth of the caller. I wasn't in love with the phone line. give us an example today in which we were out of line. Because your take on country music was really poor. We're still trying to figure out where you were coming from with the Bruins being in New York back-to-back nights. Peter, I don't know what one time we were out of line at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
Unless it's coming from a place where he believes he's above reproach and we can't criticize him or disagree with him. Is it that?
I don't think he's really offended by it at all. I'm a little surprised the caller sort of misses what we do on this program.
I think he nailed it.
But this is what we do.
It has been hunting for K ever since that stupid column came out. You guys just feel an opening and you're just going for it. Well, he's not going to be here. He's going to retire. Let's really hammer him now, and we'll go out as the kings.
Were you listening to the show before that article came out?
No, I've heard it. I've heard the show.
I think the listeners look at the name of the show and suggest that you're some sort of a king that we're supposed to bow down to, and I don't look at it that way.
Since you have been on the show,
yes,
our great, peerless, former leader, Tim McCarthy, used to tell you to make fun of me.
Yes.
Puncture the balloon, he
yes,
said.
That's what they said.
And now you're taking it to another level.
Let me ask you this. Is it that I'm finally heeding his advice, or do I feel over the years I've grown more comfortable in feeling like I can do that?
No, I think that
you've
gotten to the point that you don't like me.
It's not for kicks and giggles. It's not performative. It's that when we disagree with you, we disagree with you. That's talk show. It's not like, oh, great point, Michael.
And by the way, it's funny to me that he would say that. Yet earlier in the show, Michael made a point about travel for professional teams coming to the New York area and playing games back-to-back in the city. I did not understand what he said. Don later expressed he didn't really understand what he meant. I asked Anthony the second we went to break. He didn't know what Michael was talking about. And Michael called me a moron on the air immediately. Made a fool.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. I'm dense.
But the caller, our beloved caller there, he doesn't notice that. Don, he only notices when people take a shot at Michael. He doesn't notice when Michael takes a shot at anyone else.
Because when you...
Because Michael's God.
When you have a national treasure behind the mic for 21
that's,
years...
That is how you feel.
The show suggests, just by looking at the name of the show, you know, like Ed McMahon poking fun at Johnny Carson, that wouldn't happen, right? Jackie the Joke Man's not going to go after Howard.
Oh,
Robin's
Jackie.
Not going to go after Howard. It's probably the better analogy. But...
You went Jackie the Joke Man Martling. Whatever.
Wow.
You can't say Martling when it's Martling. The guy's is an iconic figure in comedic history.
See, that's why...
That's not true.
The name of the show is deceptive. So to somebody who's not a diehard listener figures, wow, they're really going after Michael.
The name of the show really angers you.
Oh, to no end.
All right. You should talk to people.
Oh,
I have
nothing to do with it. They keep telling you I do.
Well, I don't know.
And they're lying.
I don't know who to believe because there's people that I trust
that are
telling me two different things.
Well, you know what? Don't trust people. Only trust me.
That's it. You know, but here's what makes you such a liar and such a bad guy. Okay? And I deal with this both of my shows, this is the case. Yes, it may be true you didn't make the call. But if you went to management and said, I absolutely insist the name of the show be changed, you're telling me they would say, I'm sorry, Michael, go scratch. We'd rather have you leave than change the name of the show. It doesn't make sense.
None of it makes sense. And people think I have a lot of sway. You wouldn't be on the show if I had a lot of sway.
Wow. You know what?
Not now, but at the when it was presented to us, we said, no way. Like, and Don was actually told... There's the door.
Yeah,
leave.
I was. You were not told that. I was told that.
I have heard that.
So please,
let's all calm down. That had happened, Peter.
But
Peter brings up an excellent point. I don't think they're going to let you go if you said I want Don and Peter's name on the show. They'd find a way to make it work.
Well, give it a shot. It's 98.7 ESPN.
It's not for me to give a shot. How about you give it a shot?
Why don't you give a shot? Your contract ends the same time as mine.
You don't know.
If my name's not on that show, I'm leaving.
You don't know what's being said.
All right, let's see if it works. Doors. It's 98.7 ESPN Superbox Bonanza 2023.
Wait, but hold on. If you leave the show and Don walks, then what's really going on? Whose name is on the show?
But I told you that in the last contract I signed, the name stays on the show in perpetuity, even if
right.
I leave.
That's right. I forgot about
That's
that.
Not happening.
I will not stand for it.
That he can make happen, but our name on the show, he can't
yeah,
do.
Yeah, no, they agreed to give him the Dick Clark
right.
treatment.
How could you not?
Right.
It's so bad.
When Marco and Peter Jr. are doing the show 30 years from now,
still called
it's
the K
still
Show.
The K Show.
It can't be a Peter Jr. He's of the Jewish faith. You can't name
a
kid
point.
After the father.
I didn't.
That
to
be
that,
dead.
That's a thing.
That to be dead.
Yeah, hopefully I won't be dead. It is true.
Why is that a thing?
Because it's just a thing.
I don't know. That you want to go talk to the rabbis? I don't know.
Can any rabbis out there call in and explain
Peter,
why?
Peter, I apologize. I did not know that was a thing.
No,
I would not have
no
gone junior.
Necessary.
But I believe that Peter is the sort of guy who swings it that will challenge the faith and call the kid Peter Jr. P.J. Rosenberg.
I am a rebel.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.